20 past 9 at night.
Oh, that's a little late for you, isn't it? Or...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
Hey, you sound great now, so keep that up.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mo with We Heart Music Radio, and on the line with me is a special guest, Edward Borey. Could you say hi?
Hi, Mo. Hi, everyone at We Heart Music.
So, just to give you a little background on Smash and the band that you started, I was a radio DJ in 1994 to 1996, and I was given your debut album, and I loved it. It was one of the albums that I consistently play on my radio show, and this is back in the early 90s, so there wasn't a lot of info on Smash or the band Smash, except for, you know, the Enemy and those Music Weekly. So Ed, could you take us back to the beginning of how Smash started?
Are you that first record you had, was that Springman 94 or was it Self Abused?
It was Self Abused, but I ended up picking up all the EPs. So the Spring 94, I picked up Lady Love Your C, and as well as all the singles that you guys released up to 1994. So I own your entire discography.
Okay. Okay. How we started? We started 10 years before that when we were at school, when we were 16. And we started just, Rob lived in a squat and me and Salvatore were at school and we went round with our guitars. Rob banged the drums and we got on as friends.
What's your first release?
The first release was, I think, a 7-inch single, Reel to Reel.
The major label, was it Hut?
It was High Rise Records, and High Rise was a subsidiary of Hut, but basically it was just names on paper, really. It was the same staff that ran Hut Records. Yeah, it was the same label manager. It was all the same. Yeah.
So for promotion for your 94 debut album, you guys toured the US for a few dates, is that right?
Yeah, we did quite a few, maybe 10. I haven't got the tour itinerary with me, but it was New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Boston, Seattle, and then down to, we did 2 nights in San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles. Yeah, so it was pretty good. Really enjoyed it.
I believe when you toured America, it was actually a visit in London. So I actually ended up missing your tour. But I would have loved to have seen you guys. And I never made that jump. So and like I said, this is really before the internet. And so it was really hard to get a lot of info, especially tour announcements and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So tell me about the U.S. tour. Did you have a little fun or discovering the U.S. and all of its highways?
Well, that would have been nice, but we flew everywhere because we just did night after night in different cities. We stayed in New York for 5 days, maybe 5 or 7 days. We stayed at the Chelsea Hotel, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
We had a suite or whatever you get at the Chelsea, something with a cooker in it, you know, those Chelsea, I don't know what it's famous for, you know, that artists actually living there. So we holed up there for almost a week, I think. We did, we played CBGBs, of course.
Oh, yeah, New York, right?
And Brownies, and we did, and from New York, we did drive out to Philadelphia, but that's about and when we got down to California, we drove in California, but the rest of it unfortunately was just flying.
Did you guys sign with you guys had a single release with Sub Pop Records, a 7-inch. Yeah. That was during this crazy kind of Britpop era. So how was that? I mean, being lumped in with Britpop, even though I don't think you guys sound anything like Britpop.
Apparently, our genre was just before Britpop, and it was called the New Wave.
New Wave, right.
And it was just before Britpop. And, maybe that Sub Pop single was the join, you know, the crossover. And that was one of the last things we did. That the album Self-Abuse was not well received at all.
Oh, well, I loved it. I don't care what the critics say. I think it's a great album. You remember the band Sleeper at all?
Yeah.
They had a kind of like a song called Lady Love Your Countryside, which is kind of like a nod to you guys.
Lady Love Your Countryside, your motorways are very nice. Come and get your aerosols and help me paint up paradise. Let's get messed up. Messed up good.
Was that like, do you guys have any relationship to Louise Wenner and any of that?
We had no, as far as I remember, we had no relationship with them other than occasionally meeting at NME for interviews, but no personal relationships with her or any of the members of her band.
What did you reckon why they named their song?
Well, hopefully they were proud of our feminist stance.
Yeah, that's because it's taken from Jermaine Greer, right? From like a 70s, what is it, like a essay?
Yes, and we did reprint the essay in as part of the single. We got permission from Jermaine Greer and her publishers.
Most governments, religions, institutions, weapons of war, and general stupid ideas were made by a man. Not me, I was made by a woman. What's that smell you're wearing? It looks like blue to me. Is it the product of a perfumery designed by a farmer?
The single Rest of Your Life, this is kind of like a rare single for you guys, right? I mean, this is released a little after.
Yeah. Yeah, and Rob had already left the band.
Oh, I see. So it's just Salvo?
Salvatore and a drummer called Paul. Yeah, I was falling apart, and that was the last thing we recorded.
So yeah, Rest of My Life seems kind of like the missing single in any Smash discography, because I had a very hard time tracking down the single, and I eventually found it, but... But for a long time, I didn't even know of its existence.
Oh, it's such a waste, such a waste. It's a shame. Oh, it's such a waste when love.
Itself is probably about 10 years old, the song Rest of My Life. And it came out in 1995, so it's probably Well, no, it's probably about 8 years old. So it's probably, you know, from 87 when Smash were playing that song live. Actually, no, it must have been about 90. It must have been about 5 years old, that song. Also on that single is Tidal Wave Parts 1 and 2. And I think only on the CD version is one of my favorite songs, which is called Take Your Breath Away.
Oh, yeah, I love all those songs, by the way. So, Take Your Breath Away. It's been a while since I listened to the single, but I do remember loving all three songs. And Tidal Wave seems kind of like a shift in kind of like, it's like two different songs.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love it. The songs were written with Rob, Rob and Sal. So they were, you know, proper Smash songs we were a fantastic unit. We'd already been together, you know, from school. So we were great friends and we knew how to play together. And they were just fantastic songs.
You guys released Icon.
Yeah.
This was a proper album. The second album, right?
Yeah. I guess it's the second album. Yeah. 12 years between albums. 13 years between albums. Yeah. It's even more than the Stone Roses.
Was that because of you getting back together with Savo and Rob?
Yeah. I mean, I did my rehabilitation, and by 2007, I was on my way. And, you know, as an important part of my life is just rehearsing, jamming with Rob and Salvatore. So that's what we did. And I really took control of that album for the first time and got some other musicians in. And I knew what I wanted. And it was very kind of a guy called Simon Hinksman to record that for us.
I'm so angry because she don't care. I'm so angry when she's not there. She's so tall with long brown hair. She knows she's got it, she's aware. You can't get found unless you're lost. You can't love but at one cost. And the flames are growing.
Yeah, let's take it up to last year. You guys re-recorded I Want to Kill Somebody 20 years later, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that just to update the death list?
I guess it's saying nothing's changed, has it? I mean, 20 years prior to that, there's a line in the song, whoever's in power, I'll be the opposition. And in England, we'd had quite a few years of a Labour government, but you know, it's so difficult for politicians, isn't it? But they, you know, and it's probably easy for me to complain, but yeah, it's just saying nothing's changed. They're still horrible.
What else? So yeah, tell me about some of the name on the updated names on it. And let me see if I can pull it up here. David Cameron.
Yeah.
Who is the other one?
Currently in England, in Britain, we've got a coalition government, which means that in order to get a big enough majority, the Conservatives, David Cameron, had to ally themselves with the Liberal Democrats, and the lead of the Liberal Democrats is the other one.
George Osborne?
I don't know.
You don't...
Do you not think that's... I mean, it's a really disrespectful thing to say, isn't it? David Cameron and the other one. I'd hate to be the other one.
David Cameron and the other one. Boris Johnson, Theresa May, Dennis McShane's expensive claim. Miliband, Miliband, Jeremy Hunt, Rhyming Slang. I want to kill somebody. I want to kill somebody.
music. I think I do know that you you have something new that you've released. Is that right? Or
we in last year, 2014, we released a 6-track EP called Without Regret. It's on iTunes now, Without Regret.
Yeah, the 6-track EP. Tell me about that. And was it just a new material, or?
It's all new material. Yeah. What happened was we went. The guy who recorded, Analog recorded, the first our first two singles, i.e. Real Surreal and Lady Love You'll See, contacted us, and he had a new Analog studio, and he asked us to try it out for him. And we recorded the new Kill Somebody 2014 with the updated hit list and a few other old songs we just re-recorded. And then, you know, we carried on. We had six more songs, and we carried on with him. His name's Andy Davis. I'm really, really pleased with the new album. Really, really pleased with it.
I guess we can play out to one of those new songs. Ed, it's so good to have you on We Heart Music Radio.
Hey, Val, it's really great to speak to you after all these years, and thank you for your support when we weren't even there. I'm very grateful to you and the website. Thank you.
Hey, that's absolutely no problem. I love you guys, and like I said, 20 years ago, this was constantly on my my CD player. And I can't believe to tell you how much your lyrics means to me. And I mean, it speaks to me in such a level that a lot of musicians don't. And disguised as kind of like punk songs is just amazing to me.
Thank you.
I guess, we'll play out to one of the new tracks.
The last song on there is a lot of people have, I mean, the first song is Carpet Burns, which we thought was kind of single material. A lot of people have liked The Bloodstained Walls. And the last track, there's a very personal song on there called Stanley about my father, my father who passed away. And the last track, Seymour Without Regret, where the album title comes from, is about, well, it's paying respect to one of the greatest authors, J.D. Salinger, I think, and how Seymour Glass has played a part in my life for a long time. A great American author.
All right, I'm downloading it right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Girls out the window. How can I be alone?
and for people around the world to get in touch and say hello. I mean, Smash have got a website, but a lot of people have got my personal Facebook, and it's just brilliant to talk to people in Italy, Germany, Denmark, America, Canada, and it just, you know, because we didn't sell millions of records. We didn't even sell hundreds of thousands. We sold maybe 10,000 records. So it's really, really nice to communicate with those people that, you know, we touched with our music. I'm very, very proud of it.